And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is communicating. All of my guests are discussing communicating at some level or another. My next guest communicates through music. He was the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, one of the most popular Southern rock bands of the 1970s. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2006. Even more remarkable than his musical career is the fact that he survived the 1977 plane crash that killed Ronnie Van Sant, Cassie, and Steve Gaines. We'll review his musical career and learn what he's up to these days. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Artemus Pyle is a musician best known for playing drums with Lynyrd Skynyrd, for which he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2006, as I said. Artemus was born in Louisville, Kentucky. He served in the United States Marine Corps as a sergeant in aviation. Artemus joined Lynyrd Skynyrd in 1974. He survived the 1977 plane crash that killed Ronnie Van Zant, Cassie Gaines, and Steve Gaines, as I said earlier. Artemus began touring with the Artemus Pyle Band back in 1982, and he now plays as a solo and with various artists. Welcome to the show, Artemus. How are you today?
Good.
I'm happy to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being our guest, particularly since you are an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you've had a remarkable life, and some would say that you're a very lucky person to have walked away from the plane crash in 1977 that killed three of your bandmates. So tell us the history of how you got from Louisville, Kentucky to the Marine Corps and then into playing with Lynyrd Skynyrd. How'd that all come about?
Well, it was a wild journey, but everything happens, you know, I feel like a natural progression, and, you know, I never put an ad in the newspaper, you know, rock drummer. It was always, you know, meeting people, going from one to the next. My meeting with Lynyrd Skynyrd came through the Marshall Tucker Band and Charlie Daniels. And, you know, the one thing about it is I never dreamed in my whole life that I would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was not something that I thought about. But, you know, looking back, I know 1,000 drummers that are better than I am, off the top of my head, that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I was Ronnie Van Zant's drummer, and his incredible songwriting, you know, pulled us into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ronnie's songs are our songs, are still heard on the radio every day, all over the world, and they're in television shows and in commercials and part of the fabric of American life. And I never dreamed, you know, but I'm thankful to be included.
Well, and you've had, like I said, a remarkable career, Artemus. And you mentioned Ronnie Van Zant and how you owe debt of gratitude to him for his remarkable showmanship, his remarkable musical writing ability. So tell us a little bit about Ronnie Van Zant. How do you think history should remember him?
Well, being on stage with Ronnie was like being on stage with Elvis Presley. You know, and by that I mean Ronnie had an incredible stage presence. That's where he belonged. And what I always think about the loss of Ronnie is the potential of the things that he could have done. He and Steve Gaines, you know, Steve was incredible also. Steve was also an incredible writer and singer and player. Phenomenal guitar player. But at the time of the plane crash, you know, Ronnie had gone to Steve as his main songwriting, you know, writing, musical partner. So the potential of what and Steve could have done together and separately is the loss. That is the loss. Of course, you know, Ronnie's family, and Steve's family. On a personal note, their loss was tremendous. But Ronnie and Steve's songwriting ability and contribution together was cut short, and I think about that all the time.
Yeah, it's very tragic. We're talking to Artemus Pyle, everybody, drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd and 2006 inductee into the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame. Now, Artemus, let's talk a little bit about you, if we can. How did you begin playing the drums? Have you always been musical? And more importantly, as you served our country in the United States Marine Corps, how did you keep up your drumming during that period of time when you were serving in the Marines?
Well, when I started playing drums in 1948, and the doctor hit me on my little tiny butt, and that was the downbeat. It was basically when the doctor slapped me, you know, you've seen that done many times. I don't think they do that anymore, but, you know, babies used to get slapped.
Sure.
And I think when the doctor slapped me in 48, the next thing out of my mouth was 2, 3, 4. And I am definitely a natural drummer. I've always had the beat, the feel, the thoughts of drumming. You know, I'm an avid rider. I ride horses, and the gallop of the hooves underneath me has set up rhythms. My grandfather owned a road building company in Tennessee, and when I was 9 years old, I started running bulldozers and other heavy equipment. I can write my name with a bulldozer.
It's a talent that not many people have.
And you know, with the big diesel engines up under me and the horses up under me, it set up rhythms. And I would match in my head, you know, I would match music to those rhythms in my brain. And so it is a natural process. And I love the rhythm of drums, and I still, you know, I'm 62 years old. I still play drums like I'm 20. I mean, as far as my energy in my playing, and I love, as a matter of fact, you know, playing for a group of people, and there'll be some kids or younger people, and they'll make a comment to someone close to them and go, "Wow, that old man can really play drums." You know, and doesn't bother me at all. So, you know, this is how I got started, just the rhythms of nature. And it stuck with me, and I do love playing.
Well, without a doubt, and it shows, Artemus. We're talking to Artemus Pyle, who was the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Artemus, there's so many famous songs that came from Lynyrd Skynyrd. There's Freebird, Give Me Three Steps, Sweet Home Alabama, Saturday Night Special, Tuesday's Gone. Of all of the songs, does one stand out in your mind as the quintessential Lynyrd Skynyrd song? And do you have a favorite song among them?
Well, now, you know, looking back, sentimentally, every song, you know, when I hear it on the radio, no matter what it is, or if I'm playing the songs with my band, you know, it's very sentimental. But if I had to choose one song, it would be Saturday Night Special.
And why?
Because the day that I recorded Saturday Night Special in Atlanta, Georgia, that morning, I had flown up to Columbus, Ohio, and signed the papers to my father's wrongful death. I had been the administrator of my father's estate. He was killed in a mid-air plane collision in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was hit from above and behind by a B-57 weather recon bomber.
Wow.
And he was killed instantly with that was an aviation pioneer of the Southwest. His name was Robert Stubblefield. And dad and Mr. Stubblefield were both killed instantly. And that morning, I flew to Columbus, Ohio, and signed the papers to Dad's wrongful death. That afternoon, I had flown back to Atlanta, Georgia, and I was in the studio with Ronnie and the band and Al Cooper.
Legendary producer.
The great Al Cooper, yes. From Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Bob Dylan sessions and Shuggy Otis and the Tubes. So I was crying. We were trying to record Saturday Night Special. And I had signed the papers to Dad's wrongful death that morning and then flown back to Atlanta. And I was upset. I was very emotional. And Al came out and said, Artemis, what's wrong? And I explained that I had signed the papers to my father's wrongful death. And he says, well, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but he says, you must use it. You must use that. And so the way I play Saturday Night Special is with so much fervor and emotion that it came through. It came out. And so that song has a particular closeness. But as I said, looking back after the plane crash and losing all my friends over the years, and by that I mean band members, we just, you know, lost Billy Powell, we lost Leon Wilkinson, we lost Alan Collins, of course Steve and Ronnie and Cassie, and last year we lost JoJo Billingsley, one of the Honkettes. So there's only Gary and I left that actually play. Of course, you know, you're familiar with Ed King.
Yes.
From Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermints, and then he co-wrote Sweet Home Alabama with Ronnie. Mm. And so there, Ed lives in Nashville, but Ed's waiting for a heart transplant and doesn't really perform. And then there's Bob Burns. And, you know, I love Bob, but he doesn't play. And when we were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Black Sabbath, Blondie, the Sex Pistols, and, you know, I'm a jazz freak. I'm known as a Southern rock drummer, but I'm a jazz freak. And Miles Davis was one of my favorites, and we were inducted in the Hall of Fame with Miles Davis. One of the first jazz cats to be inducted, and Herbie Hancock, one of my heroes. I love Herbie Hancock. I listen to Herbie, I listen to John Coltrane, I listen to Billie Holiday. You know, that's what I like. And so I got to meet Herbie. But, you know, Bob Burns came up to me and said, what are we going to do? They want us to play Freebird in Sweet Home Alabama. And he says, I haven't played in years. And I said, well, Bob, you know, you're the senior drummer. You were there before I. So, you know, it's your call. What do you want to play? And he says, well, you play Freebird and I'll do Sweet Home. And I almost cried. I mean, watching Bob play Sweet Home, I was playing tambourine. And, you know, he was right in the pocket, just like they were when they were 15, 16-year-old kids. He was right in the pocket. And it was a great thing to see Bob playing. And then I played Freebird in a tuxedo, which will probably be the first and last time Freebird has ever been played in a tuxedo.
There you are. We're talking to Artemis Pyle, everybody, drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Artemis, you brought up Sweet Home Alabama in that touching story. I want you to dispel an urban myth for me about Sweet Home Alabama and Neil Young. The song takes a shot at Neil Young's song Southern Man there. What was the relationship between Neil Young, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Ronnie Van Zant in particular?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure when Neil first heard the song, he thought, you know, oh. But I talked to Neil Young after Ronnie's death, and Neil and Ronnie had made plans. We knew about this, that Ronnie and Neil were going to get together and write a song. It was going to be that song. It was going to be the song that addressed the fact that Neil said in Southern Man that bullwhips were cracking. But Ronnie in Sweet Home Alabama was basically saying, don't blame the Southern Man for stuff that happened before our time, because a lot of us don't feel that way. A lot of us are open. And Ronnie loved Jimi Hendrix. He had a passion for African American people. So, you know, the fact that people thought Ronnie was racist, that's not true. Ronnie Van Zant was not racist.
Good. And you put that to bed. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And thank you. And he was not. And nor am I.
Good.
And so Ronnie addressed this song basically saying, hey, Neil, don't blame everybody for, you know, some guys. So Neil and Ronnie were going to get together and write the song, which you can imagine would have been an amazing song, saying, yeah, things happen bad, but things are changing. Thank you, Dr. King. You know, let's move on.
Yeah, it would have been a great song. We were tragic to lose it. Now, Artemis, in about the 30 seconds that we have remaining, tell us about yourself. What are you doing now in music? What keeps you going musically?
Well, I have a great band. We're going to go out on a cruise December 1st. We're playing with ZZ Top and Johnny Winter and George Thorogood and other great bands. It's called a Legends of Rock Cruise. And so my band is going to join me, and we're going to play Lynyrd Skynyrd music the way it should be played, with no clown act, you know, no Kiss antics, no Motley Crue antics. We're not going to dress up like girls. We play Lynyrd Skynyrd music so that the vocals can be heard, and that's what we do. I'm very proud of that. I'm working on a book telling about what has happened to me, all the good things and the bad things. I want to equate that into a movie, because there's never been a movie about Skynyrd, because Judy Van Zant won't allow anybody to do anything about the band unless she makes all the money. So, you know, I'm going to tell my life story, which she cannot say anything about, and through that story comes my joining Lynyrd Skynyrd, the plane crash, and all of the great things that have happened. So I'm working on a book. I'm working on a screenplay. I'm working on my next album. My last album was Artemis Venomous. It got great reviews. The first song was called Bloodsucking Weasel Attorneys, which is pretty funny. And my next album, in a series of Artemis albums, my next album will be Artemis Harmonious. Mm-hmm. Rather than Artemis Venomous.
I love it.
So ever upward.
And we're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Artemis Pyle, everybody, drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, inducted into the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame back in 2006. Artemis, it has been a delight speaking with you. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thanks to all the fans, and thanks to you, Billy, and I love you all.
Thanks, Artemis. We'll talk to you soon.